While making some decisions on the proposed budget for the next fiscal year, the Sulphur Springs City Council agreed to add $66,000 to the budget to implement some of the suggestions for branding from consultant Roger Brooks. City Manager Mark Maxwell says the money will be used to direct people toward Celebration Plaza downtown.
That's actually going to be dedicated to wayfinding signs. That was probably the top recommendation that we should undertake fairly soon. According to Roger, that could drive up sales in the downtown by 28%, and that typically does. So we think we need to get that done, and $66,000 ought to do what we plan to do, which is not your usual wayfinding signs, and I'm not making an announcement yet, but it'll be more effective and, I think, more ingenious as well.
Mm-hmm. We might outline the problem a little bit. Roger kind of, he talked about the difficulty of, from the interstate, finding your way with signs to downtown.
Yeah, so, I mean, if downtown were on the interstate, well, it'd be easy to find, you know, exit 124, and there you are, but people really, who are not from here, have no idea that all this is going on, and we can, you know, advertise on a billboard, which we intend to do. We have a billboard now, and we intend to say Celebration District, exit 124, but then what?
Yeah.
We got to get them here, and we want to get them from the hotels to here as well, and we think with $66,000, we ought to be able to do it. His recommendation was to budget a few $100,000 to do this, but we have a way of doing things a little more creatively and I think effectively, and we're going to try that.
Yeah, I think a lot of Roger's research was actually done in hotels where he would ask people, where's downtown?
Well, yeah, that's part of what he said. He said, I asked people where downtown is, and, you know, the other patrons that were there, I had no idea. Where do we go to eat? I don't know. You know, Chili's. And so if they're not aware of it, they can't show up here.
Yeah,
that's the whole thing.
So this requires some work with TxDOT on the highway? You know?
Well, yeah, because Gilmer is a state highway. Mm-hmm. And, in fact, we're working with TxDOT on that very issue right now.
And I guess it would maybe start on the interstate with some signage there.
Exactly.
So that's really going to, you know, take up by the time you work out all the signage and everything. I didn't know if there's money for any other thing that he talked about.
No, we're just going to work on the, and we're doing a lot of the things already. I mean, we've already hired somebody that's exclusively focused on events. We've got Shane now out there recruiting retailers. We're doing a lot of the things in the list. But this is another really big one, and we're going to jump out there and try to get it done.
The Celebration City is still hit you in the right spot, you think?
Oh, yeah, and it's starting to catch on, you know. Mm-hmm. We saw one business recently rename its business to Celebration Realty. Mm-hmm. And we've got a proposal for a new Celebration baseball field for the Bright Star League. It takes a little while.
Yeah.
But it's starting to catch on.
KSST News.